Okay. Now, I would like to explain why in this self-healing technique you need to stay still without moving at all for the whole period of the healing session. Basically, when you invite the angels or your spirit guides, even you can even invite someone from your family who has passed away, or some other spirit that you trust to work on your emotions or to work on your body. Basically, if you invite someone from your family, for example, like your grandfather who passed away a few years ago, he might be able to work very efficiently on your emotions, even better than the angels themselves. If you invite the angels, they might not work on your emotions as much. I don't know why, but I've noticed that if you invite someone from your family who has passed away, he might give you much more attention or emotional feelings of love and things like that, more than the angels, and this might work better for emotional problems sometimes. It's not always the case. You have to try for yourself. You have to experiment with spirits and with angels and with... You can invite any angel you want. You can call their names. You can, but I haven't I haven't noticed much difference between one angel and the other. There might be some differences, but it's not that much. Okay. Now, why do you have? Do you need to have to remain still, in order for them to work on you effectively? If you don't stay still, they might still be able to work on you, but maybe your movement would not allow them to do some serious work that they normally want to do. So the more you move, the more you hinder their ability to give you a very good effective healing. So my advice is, don't do anything, don't move at all, and you would experience something important.